Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
All right, check it out. It's raining again. Okay.
I know, what is this? 28 days in a row?
I grew up in Seattle, Washington. So did you, Dre.
Yeah.
And it rained every damn day of our lives.
Every day.
Seriously. Every day. Seriously. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Tennessee.
That right there is Keith Habs, everybody.
Yeah, it's Tennessee gets a lot of rain. I was in like the very end of the Appalachian Mountain Trail.
Oh, okay.
In a little podunk town, but we've got a lot of rain.
Is that like on the cusp? And I'm not like I'm not good at geography, but is that like right where West Virginia is? And
yeah, so it goes up through like Kentucky, it hits the Virginias, and goes through Pennsylvania.
And that's like Appalachian.
It's like hill country people.
Hillbilly.
Yeah, yeah. And I had real.
That's where my stepdad's from.
All the way hillbilly people in my town, like.
Like straight up barefoot
roads.
Overalls.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
that's
the
my
Bermuda
stepdad.
Triangle of hillbillies.
Yeah,
ooh, I like that. That's a good one. That's Ned Fulmer, everybody.
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Ooh, yeah,
Jaguars.
That's where. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of stuff goes down.
Yeah, a lot of zombies. A lot of alien sightings.
There's a lot of things going on.
The Bush family.
Yeah.
Eating of faces.
Yeah, just all that
Shark
stuff
attacks.
Happens. Shark attack.
There's Disney World there.
Everything
old
that
Jewish
you
grandmas.
Think is everything that you think is fake news is real news in Florida.
And then there's South Beach, which is weird, right?
Which is weird. There's South Beach. Then there's South Beach, which was like it's Melrose Avenue with a lot more Latinos.
In the middle of all that.
But then right down the street there's a homeless person eating another person's face.
I mean, it tastes great. I don't. If you can't knock it until you try it. You
know? I hear it's gamey.
Yeah.
And I've tried goat before. I like it.
It's very salty, you know.
A little
it's well seasoned.
A little chewy.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a nice balsamic on it.
Balsamic
it really
brings out the flavor. You know?
Balsamic vinegar is good on anything. That's no lie. That is the truth.
That's true.
That's funny.
You give a balsamic vinegar. I put balsamic vinegar on the little, like, I don't know what the, I don't even know the leaves that they use for different salads, but there's a arugula.
Arugula. Mm.
Arugula, right? You know arugula?
They use arugula.
That's
horrible
fancy. That's
by
fancy.
Itself.
That's fancy.
Oh, it's awful.
Horrible by itself.
Very bitter.
Super bitter.
Splash some vinaigrette on there. Mm-hmm. Balsamic. I'm eating a pound.
Whole
what you
new
gotta
ball
do
game.
Is go to the olive oil and balsamic vinegar tasting rooms where it's a store that all they have is like 10 different types of olive oil and 10 different types of balsamic.
Is this in Florida?
No. Florida, they do not have this.
No, they don't have that in Florida.
They might.
Where is this at? Where's the oil in?
Like Pasadena.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going. I love, dude, when they put bread on your table, I can't eat it. And I always go, can I get the vinegar and oil, please? And then they give you that look like, yeah, we'll be right back. That's not, you're thinking of Olive Garden. Like, whatever, Tony's Pizzeria. Vinegar, by the way, is a Filipino ingredient. Is that a spice? What is
a
that?
Flavor, I
it's
guess.
It's a flavor?
A flavor.
An ingredient?
We use it in everything.
Everything.
Like when people ask me what Filipino food tastes like, I say vinegar.
Vinegar.
Yeah,
we
I'd
splash it
true.
On everything. Chicken. Squid, our feet. Everything. We use vinegar. Oh, to clean the floor, the kitchen floor, my mom puts a hint of vinegar and some hot water. Boom. Sterilize. That's what she says. I go, you're sterilizing the floor with the same stuff you made our chicken with, Mom?
It's multi-purpose, man.
She don't care. That's the original.
Put it in your laundry?
Yeah.
All that.
Dude, we have, let me just tell you. We have Ned Fulmer and, of course, Keith Habs from Squad Wars, everybody. And you can watch that all the time on YouTube Red. The first episode premiered January 27th. And then, how many episodes is just going to live its life
We've
there?
We've got 10 episodes that come out every single Thursday.
Yeah. Your voice should be a cartoon character.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. Thank you.
Like, you should be making millions and millions of dollars on that voice. That is many. I'm sorry. I know we should be plugging what you guys came here to plug, but I think a nice character, we should draw up something for that voice.
What animal would it be?
I was thinking a human.
Porcupine.
A human.
Porcupine.
Porcupine?
Yeah.
Ned the porcupine.
Oh, yeah.
Ned the porcupine.
Perfect.
And when I get
every
really
time
angry,
you
get,
yeah, your spikes like, just pop up. And then sometimes someone just accidentally bumps into you and you get scared.
No!
And quills just shoot out of him.
Yeah. And Keith always goes, "Aw, Ned.
Aw, Ned.
Another one dead."
Is he accidentally just killing everyone around
him?
Yeah,
he just kills everything. Mom?
No, I killed my mom.
No, Mom. But she always comes back. She's like Kenny.
Well, she's probably a porcupine, too, so if anybody can take it.
Yeah. Those are my pines.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what are they pines? Are they quills?
Quills.
Shit. I was way off. This whole time I thought they were pines.
Oh, you know, there's pine needles. And there's quill needles. You aren't far off.
I hate Keith. Yeah. Keith is the smart one out of you two, huh?
No, Keith knows everything. That's not true. Ned is actually the smart one.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop it.
I know. Well, and then what good am I, right, if I can't be a cartoon
voice? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's
tough. Well, you're a smart ass.
Yeah, I am. Right. So I can be a donkey.
An educated donkey.
Oh,
the one that walks around with its degree. Here comes that smart ass, and it's Keith.
Hey guys.
Hey guys, just working on a new math. Oh, fuck you, Keith. Just working on a new math. I invented a new math. Sorry.
Got a few maths in the works.
Sorry. Oh, fuck you, Keith. God.
I get it, though, you know?
Yeah. So Squad Wars. Just briefly tell the audience what Squad Wars is all about. Is that cheesy to plug that like that? Should we do it a different way?
No, it's a cool show. So we're the Try Guys, and we have a show where we try things that are outside of our comfort zone.
Yes.
Right? We do have done everything.
My son watches. That was his thing.
Oh,
so
great.
That's how I knew you guys. From that. No, I'm just awesome. You know, yeah. That's how I got introduced.
We've done everything from trying on ladies' underwear to UFC fighting to swimming with sharks to doing a full cosplay, like, performance. We've done sort of a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we have a lot of people that really like watching us do it. And I think people just like watching people try new things. So we came up with Squad Wars, which takes two celebrity squads. They learn a new skill in a day, and then they compete at the end of the day.
Whoa, I like that.
That's a good idea.
Dre goes, that's a good idea. Like you guys are pitching it. This isn't a pitch room.
Let me jot that down.
We're at our 10th episode.
It's already
started.
Yep, it's already It's already locked.
It's already done.
Yeah.
What the? Hey, that sounds like a good idea. So what do we do for the fourth scene? We got 1, 2, and 3. How do we end this? Is there a common thread or theme, maybe? I was thinking, should we go... big budget? What are we doing? Is it a handheld? You tell us what you want to do. What are you talking about? This is our 10th episode, Dre.
I'm just hearing about it.
This is a spinoff.
I'm just hearing about it.
And that's another thing that doesn't exist anymore, spinoffs.
Yeah, basically it is a spinoff.
Yeah, it is a
spinoff. This is a spinoff, you guys. Enjoy this. These guys are a throwback to the new backs.
What is this?
I don't know. You remember when you were a kid and you would watch Three's Company and then they'd have a spinoff. Mm-hmm. It'd be The Ropers. And it was just as good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what this is.
It's The Ropers.
It's The Try Guys and then the spinoff. It's like, yo, you know what? We're done with The Try Guys. It's time for Squad Wars.
Try Guys and Friends.
We're going to try stuff and then we're going to have a battle at the end.
Yeah. And we have so.
We're all trying on panties. Who tries them on better?
We're all very good at that.
You're very good at putting on ladies' underwear. You know what? Now that you've been talking, I think you should be an animated character, too. I'm sorry I left you out. It's just Ned really got me with the initial.
What animal?
Oh, do it again.
I sound like this. You know, ooh. I live in this range.
An ostrich.
Ooh.
Yeah, an ostrich. And just a real fast.
The ostrich.
Like an ostrich with, nice running shoes. You know what I mean? He's sponsored by, Usain Bolt.
If I could have, just dope threads throughout my character. Just a trench coat on an ostrich.
Yes. Like, your brown coat is actually a coat.
Yeah.
It's a real coat.
It's a coat. You take it off and
you take it off and you're just a skinless bird with shoes. But that's that. Most of the episode is you just talking without your coat on.
Right, yeah.
So say something like in the morning, what are you doing?
Oh, man, we got to go shopping this morning.
Oh, you need a new coat.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
We'd have to put on a coat.
God, were you in the water all day? You look wrinkled.
Oh, thanks, yeah. I actually live in a lot of dry regions, so.
Yeah! That was great. Oh, my God. We should animate this. Let's animate this episode.
I know we'll have a whole nother show to plug by the end of this podcast. spinoff number
idea.
That's another spinoff idea.
Let me jot that down, Dre.
We have, actually. We always joke around. So the Try Guys, we spend an uncomfortable amount of time together. We travel a lot together. Yeah. So we have like developed these like different characters we play and do bits throughout like traveling. For some reason, when we're at an airport, we have this bizarre British family. Mm-hmm. We also talk about...
it's like when you're really loopy and sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And come up with the weirdest things.
And we also have talked about like, what would we be if we were animated animals? And we actually... We land on me being a horse, Ned being a rooster, Zach.
A porcupine, yeah. not too far off, man. Big, bristly, get offended easily.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. A rooster or?
Yeah, you know, like a cock.
Yeah, cock, yeah. Okay. This show is not dirty, by the way. Can you put the sign up? Ned is awful. Ned is the dirty one out of the two.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's gone off
this
the rails.
This is a clean show, buddy.
Like a rooster.
How did you guys meet?
So we actually all started at BuzzFeed as interns 3 years ago.
I could see that.
When the BuzzFeed video department was very small, we all were just looking for some production jobs.
I can see that. I can see you guys in the break room going, you know what, we're slowly taking over this bucket.
Yeah.
We're going to slowly take over this thing. Don't say anything, but let's just keep getting coffee for the big bosses. And pretty soon they're getting us coffee. Are you sure we could do that, Ned? Yeah, man. They call me the horse. Damn, Keith, you're good. You know I'm good.
Yeah.
Now, where's my oats? He actually eats raw oats. He's always in character. Hey, Keith, can you put a jacket on? So you guys were friends at BuzzFeed as interns, and then you guys just the chemistry was just there.
Yeah, I mean BuzzFeed has a culture of experimenting with different things. Yeah. So we were producing videos, trying to make things that people liked, and you try one thing. If it's successful, you try more of it.
Yeah.
And so like some of the things that we did together were really popping. Trying on ladies' underwear was our very first video. And
trying on ladies' underwear is what was your catapult into fame.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, it was. And then we tried on sexy ladies' Halloween costumes.
Very different.
Keith, here's the thing. I don't care. I don't care how sexy the pieces that you're trying to describe. That voice does not make it sexy. Yeah.
And this then is a we clean
tried.
Show.
Let me do Keith. Let me do. And then we tried on sexy lingerie.
Don't you think that sounds great? I think all the listeners are going to think, "Wow, that was really sexy. Oh, yeah. That was so nice."
Ned, you do it. Try on sexy lingerie.
Well, our third video was we recreated the Kim Kardashian butt photo.
I'll be right back. I'll be right. I was slightly turned on with that one. All right, Keith, your turn. Go.
And then our fourth video.
Not so much. All I'm right. sorry. Wow. You just stopped.
I know.
That was really creepy.
This is going to be a praise Ned fest.
No,
I'll go somewhere else.
Keith, no. Oh, my God. I got a new character for Keith. Sensitive horse.
Sensitive horse.
Sensitive horse.
Oh, well, if you guys are just going to be
if
like
it's
that,
gonna be that way,
I'll be in the barn. I'm going to put on another jacket.
I'll be in the barn, guys. You guys go play with the cock over there.
Get off my back.
Keith, we need to get rid of this dead body.
Oh, I suppose I should do all the heavy lifting.
Yes.
Fine.
Is this good. Not an episode already? You're welcome. I'm writing this down.
I
want full credit for this.
Sensitive Horse is Sensitive actually also horse. A great cartoon show name.
Chris, can you copyright that right now? Sensitive Horse.
Sensitive Horse.
Yeah.
It'll be on BuzzFeed next week, trust me.
No, yeah, maybe we can turn
these,
around that best.
With these guys.
Yeah. God. So BuzzFeed, big, right? It's the biggest.
It has gotten very big, yeah.
And when we started, it was pretty small.
Oh, so you were there at the beginning then.
Right. It was a pretty cool time to be there. All of our camera equipment was kept in a broken down dresser that we found in the alley outside our office.
You're kidding me.
Yep. And now we have,
Now, BuzzFeed, the listicle site, and it's been around for a lot longer, but the video department's only been around for about 4 years. We came in about 3 years in, and it went from one person to about 30 people in that first year. And when we got there at about 30, now it's at about
400.
Four to 500 people.
1,700 people worldwide.
Yeah. Wow.
Between video and editorial sales, everything.
Yeah.
When you saw the spike, when you did the underwear thing, that's when you guys know, we're onto something, let's do this? Or were you just doing it for fun and then when that spike hit, you were like, let's make this a thing?
Yeah, so Keith and Zach were on a group that was trying to crack Facebook specifically and really optimize for Facebook shares.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, when we saw that video hit, that was like the spike that we were like, oh, what if we kept the four of us together as a cast and kind of played with things that way?
Okay. So, how what was that? Do you remember that spike? What was that number where you guys both looked at each other and was like, oh, this is it?
Yeah, it was so...
Did it hit a million?
No, it hit a lot more than that. It got like...
Don't say that all nonchalant. Tell me what it hit.
It was like, I think it was only like 2.5 million on YouTube, and it was, but it was like 10 million on Facebook, and we're like, oh, great.
Does that, is, awesome. That is that the same, like, I'm ignorant to this whole thing. Is 2 million and 10 million the same thing on those two platforms? You know what I'm saying?
Like, they're super different. Mm. The algorithm's different. The type of content, obviously, and Facebook is run by, like, top-down, like, instructional cooking videos,
also,
right?
Also, that was 2013.
Wait, what is that? What is it?
So Facebook... Tasty, have you seen Tasty videos or any of the top-down recipe videos that are like just fast, speed-ramped?
Yeah.
Those,
where they make a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Those dominate Facebook. That's the type of content that globally people like to watch. You can watch people put together food. You don't need to know the language. You don't need to hear anybody.
You don't need to face.
Right. But at the time, we thought we had crushed it. Because like we were hitting things like, oh, wow, 10 million views. Or like in one of our biggest ones, we eventually did a motherhood series.
Uh-huh.
And that on Facebook was a pure Facebook success because that got 100,000 shares.
Yeah,
and it got
750,000 shares.
And now it's over a million shares.
A million shares?
What is that?
That's on Facebook. And we were like top trending on Facebook when that happened. So that was like our big
explosion. Did you say 120 million?
Yeah, for that one series. And that was one video within the series where we tried something that was called the labor pain simulator, where we strapped electrodes to our stomach and back and tried to simulate what like having a baby was like.
Yeah. It's basically contractions.
It gives
you like the first level of contractions that a woman will feel, which it's like 1/10 of the pain of labor.
But
it was awful.
Yeah. So
that idea that Keith was talking about of like things that are nonverbal, like that's something that no matter what language you speak, if you look at that, you understand what's going on.
So the Facebook audience loves to see men in pain, basically, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a proven fact to see men.
Men also like watching men in pain.
A lot
of people like watching
guys. I like
guys
to see another
hurt.
Man get punched in the face. That's just me, though. But no, that is true. I mean, you know, Jackass was the first.
Yeah.
You're just like, you can't believe Steve-O's doing this again. But then you're addicted. Like, what can he do again? So, but like, you guys doing that. I mean, it's pretty cool that you come up with original ideas, even though it's something that's been done, you know, countless times before.
Right.
And, that, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, and Our Stuff Too is also has a very big educational or...
very educational. Very educational. I'm 6'1", white, and I'm going to throw in some G-strings made out of lace. Education is a first.
You know, I'm just going to pick at this hay barrel for a while.
Sensitive horse.
Come out of the
I'm
bar.
Just going to eat my feelings and straw.
Come on.
Oh, man.
I'm the angry farmer. Get out. Okay, no, but I think I wasn't clear when I asked the question, and this is just me because I'm an old man and I'm trying to be part of this new kids world.
Sure.
Which you guys grew up. It's a part of your life.
Yeah.
Mm. When you were 10, 11, you knew how to work and operate a computer completely.
Yeah.
Thoroughly, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Whereas me, I didn't learn a computer, especially you, Dre, until like we were 30 something.
Why especially me?
Because you're older than me. You're older than me.
By how much?
By 7 months, Dre.
That's okay.
But stop interrupting.
That's all the difference in the world in the technological age, you know?
Yeah, it is. That's really a new app.
That's true. But seriously,
we didn't get our first computer until what, 30 something?
Yeah.
So it's like us trying to jump in, even though like stuff was happening, like it was like YouTube or BuzzFeed, it was still at the beginning stages, and Facebook was still at the beginning stages. Him and I were still at the beginning stages of a computer, where you guys were like, oh, this is a new. Oh, we know how to get into this, and we're going to figure this out. And so what I'm trying to ask – this is a long way to go to ask this question – is when you say 10 million views on Facebook and 2 million views on YouTube, and you say there's different algorithms, but what I'm trying to say is – are those views real views at 10 million? You know what I mean? Or because I know they're real on YouTube. Isn't that right? Don't they really like – they don't give you a full view unless they really, like, the people watching it are really watching it. Whereas I feel like on some things, it's just a click and it's not really a view. Am I making any sense right now?
Yes. Do you want to handle this?
Because, like, you know how you scroll up and you just stop and it plays?
Autoplays,
Is that clicked as a view?
Depends on how long you let it autoplay.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And that's YouTube. YouTube is, like, how
Facebook
long?
Facebook, too.
Typically, 3 seconds is the amount of time you have to watch it.
They've exchanged it now to, I think it's up to 15, or if you engage with it. So if you click on it or you turn on the sound, doesn't matter how long you've watched it, that becomes
a view. It becomes a view. Mm-hmm.
On YouTube,
Instagram as well, right?
I think it's any click on YouTube, or if it, I think every click is.
Yeah, because you have to click on it to view it, so that counts.
And in no way am I trying to. 10 million is 10 million.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I was just like, there's got to be like this weird, like, why is it 2 million here and 10 there? Like, what
is
that?
Comparable? You know what I mean? Like, is it?
Facebook is everywhere. It's worldwide. Right. And I don't think YouTube is worldwide. Not like Facebook.
It's not. But I mean, YouTube is pretty global. But yeah, Facebook certainly is the biggest social media platform.
And that's why the 10 million is on Facebook.
Yeah, and that's why also we care more about shares on Facebook. Because shares means that you liked the content enough to put it somewhere else. So when you can have like 750,000 shares, that is, you know, 750,000 people telling everyone they know that they should also watch this.
Got it. Yeah. Now I understand. See, we're old, but we can still understand, man.
I understand half of it, probably.
You think it's your idea, and you're jotting it down. Then you're going to go pitch this.
I'm jotting it here in the brain. It's all here.
He's going to go to some billionaire and go, I have an idea. All right? It's about sharing videos.
There's this thing called Facebook.
Yes.
You heard of it?
Do you guys enjoy doing Squad Wars?
Yeah, it was a super fun show. We shot for about 2 months in October. And the cool thing about it, with the partnership with YouTube Red, we were able to go, like, travel crazy places, and all of the production value is so much higher. Like, instead of just doing a Bollywood dance in our studio, it was on the floor of Union Station where we attracted a flash mob. With it, like, all of the stuff that we were doing.
So that YouTube Red gave you a nice little budget to go shoot these things.
It gave us the power to be on location for every episode. Yeah. So we filmed overnight for synchronized swimming. We went to a ranch for cowboy. We set up an entire indie wrestling thing and worked with Rikishi from WWE to do a pro wrestling episode.
We went to a speedway for a pit crew challenge.
Really?
Where, a professional race car driver is like speeding around at 100 miles an hour, which I think is slow for race cars. He wanted, like, to keep it safe.
It was a smaller circuit, so it was like they can only go so fast. Like, it's kind of fast, I guess.
Yeah. Whatever.
I do that on the 405 at around 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm coming up from the OC. I'm hitting 100 easy.
And we tried to pick squads that would have really interesting comparisons with each other. So, like, we have one coming up that's a boy band episode where we have cast members from The Bachelor going against the cast of Hook.
The Lost Boys. Including Rufio. Yeah.
Wait, you mean Dante Bosco?
Yeah.
Oh, nice! Yeah.
So they are doing a boy band music video challenge, and it's judged by Lance Bass.
Ah, that's a brilliant idea. Yeah. And look who got jealous, Nick. How jealous are you, Nick?
So all the Bachelor people, they're right in my wheelhouse.
Don't ever talk again, Nick.
Yeah, it's a good nostalgia episode because you have, like, people from different seasons of The Bachelor, and then you've got 90s. It's just everything 90s in the world all at once, so it's really great.
I love Dante Bosco, by the way.
Yeah, he's a real nice dude.
He's the sweetest man in the world.
We got to hang out with him.
You
got to
understand one thing. For me, as a half, I was half white, half Filipino, so I had no one to identify with when I was in the 80s, like 1981, 82. We were living in Washington. There were no Asians on TV.
Right.
So when I saw Hook... Yeah. Come out, like, you know what I mean? And then he's with Robin Williams. I think that movie came out in 90. When did that come out? But anyways, all 91. I'm saying is growing up in Seattle and then all of a sudden seeing Dante play second lead to Robin Williams. Right. And it just, like, it blew my mind. And I had him on the show, Dante. He's a friend. We were friends before I had him on the show.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think he really knew what he meant to me as a kid.
Yeah.
So I dumped it all on him on the pod. I was just like, man, you don't understand how much you inspired me and maybe countless other Asian people. Seriously. Well,
to see somebody that looks like you.
Yeah.
And to understand that it's possible.
Yes, man. Yeah. And to do what he did. So that's kind of, I'm so happy you guys had him on there, man. That's really, really cool, dude.
I mean, it's definitely, BuzzFeed is a wonderful place because it is a great example of we have, you know, every type of person in our content.
Yeah.
And we're very about, like, helping it be more about that. I know you're talking to two very cut-and-paste white guys right now. Like,
no,
we look,
not
like
at
brothers.
All.
We look exactly the same.
Well, I didn't see that at all.
I know, but it's true. It's okay.
Same button-up shirts.
But we I think one of the big successes of BuzzFeed is that we can tap into other people's cultures, and, like, we have a lot of really talented producers from all walks of life. And when we do a lot of videos, we do cultural dives. Like, part of Try Guy's success is that we go into something with an open mind and learn about it and experience it ourselves and sort of honor that thing rather than make fun of that thing.
Who's the hardest one to convince to do something? I think it's you, Keith.
No, I think it's you. Not.
Is it Eugene or
no,
is it Zach?
Everybody's game. We came up with a rule at some point which said if we don't want to do it, we should probably do it.
That's a good rule. I like that one. Yeah. I like that one. I got a feeling it's Ned. Is it Ned? Ned's the one that's like, I don't want to drink it. It looks like piss.
He looks a little resistant.
Ned was the most concerned about if we had enough insurance to do Demolition Derby.
That's true.
I knew he would be the one to pull the insurance card.
He looks like that guy.
Yeah. Is there an ambulance on site? Oh, come on, Ned. Just do it.
What about the waiver? Have we signed the waiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was exactly that.
How about if I break my neck? My mom won't be happy.
She wouldn't have been. We ended up not getting too hurt by that.
As a result, we have now quadrupled our life insurance policy.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was before we went swimming with sharks.
It's $4 billion coverage.
Yeah, you know you're in an interesting job when you take
hysterical.
Out an accidental death and dismemberment policy.
Yeah. Before every stunt, they call their moms, just letting you know you're going to be taken care of at the end of this thing.
Hey, thanks for everything.
Yeah, thanks for everything.
Very cautious behind the scenes, and then once the cameras get rolling, I would say I'm like too aggressive.
Yeah, he is exactly like the Porcupine.
Like when we did the pro wrestling thing in Squad Wars, I like went all the way up on the
top rope.
The top rope.
And you went for it.
I didn't have didn't have to do that.
Yeah, he did a splash. He jumped on the
top
rope.
So
that was cool.
That's so funny. Did you hear that, Nick?
You have to jump off the top rope.
Have you done that before?
No, it's a dream of mine.
Is it really?
Bucket list.
How dangerous is it?
You did it. I haven't done it.
It's pretty dangerous. That was the most physically exhausting because the first.
Those guys are crazy because those mats, they say there's springs. There's no springs.
No, it's a tight trampoline with 2x4s on top.
Yeah, and it's a tight trampoline. Right. It's like a leather cover. That's all. And then some 2x4s and like little tiny. It barely springs.
It's a quarter inch of foam. Yeah, and when you fall on it, you're falling on a bunch of wood.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we were sore for days.
I don't even know how those guys have knees at the end of the. At the end of the gig, because they literally land on their knees every time.
Yeah,
which is crazy because they don't want to hurt the.
That's part
when they land, don't they like?
Because that's part of the.
It's
that's
like
part of the
palms
stunt.
Of their knees, right?
Yeah. You disperse your weight across your hands, forearms, knees.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, sir. I will not do that. So now, what is your main goal with? Is Squad Wars, is it going to come back, or are you guys going to continue making episodes, or is that just a one-off thing?
We'll see. Yeah. It depends on how many subscribers we get to
YouTube.
Well,
you're going to get about a million today. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to develop new series and, you know, use what we have going for the Try Guys and find out how else to spread it out. And, you know.
So how does YouTube Red measure your success? You know, what type of numbers do they look at?
They're looking for, I mean, like every new platform, they're looking for more subscribers. It's trying to build up. It's trying to be comparable with like Netflix or Hulu. So it's got a lot of original programming. It's trying to really beef up its original programming. And it also comes with like Google Play. So when you get that, you get Google Music. You get all the sort of subscription Google apps.
Nice.
So your subscribers are like ratings, basically.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I find it more true than even network TV now.
I would say so.
I do, man. Yeah. It's like, you know, you watch network TV and I'm like, no one's watching this. No one.
Right.
Just old people.
Like, seriously, like, I watch more stuff on YouTube than anything else. Like, I have every single channel in the book. I have bought the the you know what I mean? When you have money, when you finally have money, you're like, yeah, I want all of the channels. Like, I was so cocky when the cable guy came over. He's like, oh, what did you want? Did you want the HBO package or the Showtime? I was like, I want the package. You know what I'm saying, brah? Load it up. And they get me Amazon Prime. Where's and I got the, my Apple thing that I'm going to hook
up to. Where's the package where they come perform live in my house?
Yeah, where's that package? I actually want to see the guy's package right here, right now. I don't watch it at all. I watch maybe SportsCenter and then HBO. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all everything I watch. Else is on, I have online. Everything. My girlfriend mm-hmm. watches Bravo for, like, the OC chicks. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's all we watch. And yeah. I got every, but everything else is YouTube. Yeah. I'll even say I go to Instagram for most of my viewing or Facebook. Yeah. So, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, where, like, is the ultimate goal for you guys to try and get on TV? Because for some reason, even though it's a dying art form, TV, because they're late getting on the bus, for some reason, it's always the end goal to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I mean...
And vice versa for them. They're trying to get here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a mix. We're certainly developing a TV show, but we're also... like pushing what is the future of a digital series look like. Yeah. You know, what are like ad products that we can integrate maybe that not aren't even behind the paywall of YouTube Red, but are provide a seamless experience for the viewers that we already have. You
exactly.
know, a lot of our videos on YouTube kind of are creeping up in terms of watch time. Mm-hmm. We've released some that are 22 minutes long already. Wow. So I'm really excited about, I'm excited for the TV show that we're developing, but I'm also excited about like what that future is.
Which show are you developing? Or you can't say right now.
Can't really talk about it yet. But I mean, for us, it's more about making shows.
Is it for YouTube Red?
Huh?
Is it for YouTube Red?
No.
Oh, okay, so you guys are just in development.
We're just trying
right
to make
now.
Properties. You know, we're trying to make shows. We're trying to scale up. We're
good
trying
for you
to
guys.
Constantly be, and also we all work on individual projects. We are just trying to, you know, the digital,
cool stuff.
Digital stuff is hard to nail, right? So you kind of have to be constantly throwing lots of different stuff out there and see what hits and
that's
then what does
so
hit.
True, man.
You dive into that more. Like, Try Guys was an experiment.
Yeah.
We didn't mean for this to happen.
Yeah.
It's not like the four of us went to a casting call that's like three white guys and one beautiful Asian,
Asian
man.
Yeah, one Asian that barely speaks English.
You guys are just shooting stuff in between getting coffee, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, and actually what's great about the BuzzFeed internship is the BuzzFeed internship is a production job. It's a 9-to-5. You are helping set up lights. You're shooting. All of us at BuzzFeed who are video producers should know how to do everything it takes from beginning to end of a video.
Oh, that's so cool that you guys are doing it. Now you went from being... you know, assistants or whatever it was that you did, interns, and then now you guys are full on production where you guys are actually developing your own stuff. Are you guys using your own cameras? Are you guys actually hiring a production team to do it and you guys are directing them?
A little bit.
Or is it you guys, like, you guys got the equipment now?
It's a little bit of both. Yeah, we definitely have a great equipment cage at BuzzFeed where, you know, you walk down there and it's some guys that know everything about everything.
Yeah.
But some, like, for example, with Squad Wars, we had to hire a crew very, very quickly because when you're going on location to Union Station, you need a bunch of producers that are, you know, coming up with episode, like segments for the episode, making sure there's sign-offs on everything, you know, a full crew. And, it depends production to production.
That's so cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is the next goal for you guys aside from this production that you guys are doing now, this whatever you have in development that you don't want to tell me, Keith, even though Ned was almost about to tell us, and then Keith jumped in.
I'll just go to the glue factory.
Don't go to the glue factory. No! We need you for 10 more episodes, man. No! Even if he did make glue, it wouldn't be that good of glue.
He's just going to go there
it
to
would
work.
Be really
he's just going to go work at the glue factory. He's getting a job. I don't know what you guys thought.
He's just going to watch all the horses get turned into glue. You're an asshole, Keith.
How do you think he affords those sweet designer jackets?
You know how creepy that would be to just be a horse working at a glue factory? See you guys later.
Sorry. Nay.
No.
Nay.
He's not going to be sticky enough. I hate my life. You guys are good guys. I really like you guys. And how's that? I wish Zach and Eugene were here. Or do you guys just not associate with them as much?
The reason they couldn't be here is they actually were editing all day and
all
last night.
All-nighter.
To finish a video.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. We tried a new VR technology at Google...
Well, at YouTube week. Headquarters, yeah, YouTube headquarters. In partnership with Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we needed to turn it around really fast because Google is launching something on Wednesday, so they needed us to get this done. So we all actually put in some work over the weekend, but those two guys drove it home overnight, and I think they were still at the office this morning.
Oh, good for Zach and Eugene. Big shout out to Zach. Can we give their last names or what?
Zach Kornfeld, Eugene Lee Yang. Zach Kornfeld on Twitter is at Corn Diddy. And Eugene is Eugene
Corn
Liang.
Diddy?
Wow.
Like corn, like KORNDIDDY.
He likes Corn
the
Diddy.
Band Corn and Diddy.
Diddy? Diddy? Yeah. Good for him.
I think it's the
good
type of thing he created as a 13-year-old and just never looked back.
Yeah.
Never let go of that.
It was a huge mistake, but he's like, I'm going to live with it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
The
I'm
going to live
with
it. When you start using computers as an 11-year-old.
Yeah, man.
Not a 30-year-old.
Yeah. Corn rocks. So does Sean Poppycombs. What's the other guy's name?
Eugene Lee Yang.
Well, earlier you talked about Asian American representation in media, and that is something that Eugene gets from his fans. You know, a lot of his fans look up to him as an example of that. You know,
exactly.
Like the star of BuzzFeed Video.
Oh, that's like cool.
The hottest. And I mean that, like, he's attractive as well as very talented.
Okay.
Rising star.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, that's something that his fans really, really love about him.
Oh, that's so cool. How old is he?
31.
How old are you guys? How old are you?
We're going to turn 30 in June.
Oh, no doubt.
Together?
Yeah.
Wait,
June
buddies.
What?
Are you
June
Gemini?
18. Yeah, we're June 18.
I'm a Gemini.
Nice.
Hey.
Oh, God.
June 2nd. What are you?
June 5th.
I'm buying you a gift. What are you? What?
June 18th, and my brother is June 2nd.
Get out
How about
here.
That?
He's How about a Gemini, that? Too.
This is so special.
There's eight of us
I know.
Right now.
Gosh.
Eight of us. We're humans and animated characters. Hey, can you give me an animated? What would my animated
twin is the donkey that we spoke of at the beginning.
Yes.
So I am a horse and a donkey.
Yeah,
so.
You're smart ass.
Yeah, the smart ass who's very smart and does a lot of math, and then there's the sad horse.
Yeah, sad horse who always works at a glue factory.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm right. Can you write that down, Chris? And yeah, thanks. What would mine be? Come on, give me something good. Don't be an asshole.
I won't.
Don't do this, Keith.
Oh, you kind of sounded like a snake just there. You're into a cool snake.
yes.
Yeah, you could be a field snake. They're pretty, like, safe, and they can hang out in the farms.
Yeah. Mm. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
What's your horse's name again? What do we call him, Keith?
Sensitive horse?
Sensitive horse.
Hey, sensitive horse.
Yeah.
What's going on today?
I don't know. I'm just not handling things very
Don't get
well.
Too close to me, snake. Oh, that's true.
Ooh, chicken.
I'm not a chicken.
What?
He's a porcupine.
Like a chicken
we have a lot of characters flying around
porcupine
right now.
Porcupine, This is good.
Yeah, we
this
have a lot, really of good. Oh,
we got a lot of characters
in this. It's almost Looney Tunes at this point. We have like so many animals.
Holy smokes, man. All right, so here we go. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You guys have a show. I don't know. This is just a note that I have on my clipboard here. And it says that you perform at a pirate dinner stunt
that's
show.
That's our first episode, yeah.
And that's is that the one that premiered January 27th?
That's right.
January was it fun?
It was. There was actually a wedding there right afterwards. So there were some people that were they were getting married at the Pirate Stunt Show.
Wait, is this the one in OC?
This is the one in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Ah, that's
Pirate
cool. Right next to the medieval times.
Yep, right.
I've been wanting to go to the pirate show thing.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stunts. It's kind of crazy. It's like way more like high-flying stunts than like medieval times is.
Yeah, medieval times is just a bunch of horses and knights. You know what I mean?
Oh, fine. I get it.
He's back again.
So for that one, we had designers from Project Runway face off against competitors from
American
Ninja,
Ninja Warrior.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. I like that. Good. What are we going to do then, Dre? What's our thing going to be?
Yeah.
We'll come up with something.
We got to try something.
Yeah.
Try something out of our comfort zone.
Old guys doing something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll log on.
Yeah. This episode, Dre's going to try and get up real fast. Ow! Joe's going to try and walk to the bathroom without saying anything. I swear to God, when I get up, this is how old I am, Nick. Chris, you want to know how old I am? This is how old I am. When I walk to the bathroom every morning, it sounds like I'm having sex. I'm saying everything that you would say in sex, like, oh, God. Yeah, right. Oh, my leg. Oh, God. No.
I'm almost there. Almost there. Oh, my back. Ugh.
It's all involuntary, too. It's just, it just comes out.
My feet it's don't so bend anymore.
It's weird.
It's, yo. Well, you guys are only 10 years away from that.
Thank God.
Yeah. I hate this horse. I hate this horse so much.
I'm just
going
to go out to pasture.
Well, we're talking to the Try Guys. We're talking to Squad Wars. We're talking about the guys that created both of those shows. And you can catch them all the time on BuzzFeed. This is Ned Fulmer and, of course, Keith Habb. And they're just two of the four guys of Try Guys. We're missing Zach and Eugene as well. Mm-hmm. But you guys are amazing. And we'll be right back with more. What do I say? More Zach and more Keith and Ned, or what
more
do I say?
More sensitive horse.
Boom! More sensitive horse. We'll be right back. That should be the episode. We're back with the Try Guys. Of course, it's also Squad Wars. You can catch Squad Wars on YouTube Red. It's going to live there forever. And, of course, Try Guys is on BuzzFeed.
Yeah, BuzzFeed video on YouTube.
Yeah, and we're talking to two of the four guys. This is Ned Fulmer and, of course, Keith. I don't know how to say the last name.
My last name is Habersberger, but Habersberger. My Twitter handle is Habs because Habersberger is long.
It's hard. It's
tough. Did you also create that as a teenager?
Oh, he did.
No, Keith Habs came later. My teenager.
Keith Habs is when he became a rapper in college.
I was Sir Keith the Great for a long time.
I think we need to hear some of that. I think we need to hear some of Keith's old.
Let's get busy, Keith.
Yeah, let's get busy, Keith. Let's do this right now. Let's play Hype Man real quick. Let's do this. Let's see. You know, the old school rappers back in the day, they had hype guys, and they were actually better than the rappers themselves. So we're going to do that. We're going to – Keith is going to run anchor on this one. You ready? Yeah!
Hey!
When I'm on YouTube Red, I watch one thing, and that's Squad Wars, y'all. So when I say squad, you say war. Squad.
Wars.
Squad.
Wars.
When I say buzz, you say feed. Buzz.
Feed.
Buzz.
Feed.
When I say Ned, you say Fulmer. Ned.
Fulmer.
Ned.
Fulmer.
When I say Keith, you say Habersberger.
Habs.
All right, stop. See, that's when we change it to Habs.
Yeah. That's when we change it to Habs. That's a good call,
Ring.
Keith.
Better call.
Yeah, so now we're going to let Keith take over. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, go!
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. I'm standing outside on the farm, walking around, and I'm doing no harm, cause I'm sad. On my way to the glue factory, and I gotta watch horses coming all day long, and I sing my sad horse death song as they walk by, and I always say nay, I'm not feeling great today.
Hey, stop! That was the best rap ever! That was the best! Hands down, that was the best rap ever! Mark that, Nick! You better mark that! That was off the top of his head, man!
Off the dome, bro!
Off the dome!
I can't credit myself.
I thought you were gonna end with hey, and you ended with nay.
Nay.
Unbelievable. Let's mark that. We're playing that every day. Every day we're playing that. We're playing that for MC Keith Rat Habs. MC Keith Habs. I don't think anyone. We're not following that.
No,
it's done.
No.
You know, you see something hit real high, and you're like, that's where it stays.
I'm sorry to ruin the fun for everybody.
I was going to let one of us go in.
Raise the bar too high.
I could tell Chris was writing stuff down like, I know it's coming to me next.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, nah, Chris, go ahead and throw that away, man. Don't even do it. That was good, man. That was the best hype. I didn't know you were going to go
gotta
horse on that
the
one.
Horse.
Yeah,
you got to channel the horse.
Ned, you've done that before.
Well, I do comedy music, and I used to do a lot of improv music. So.
Oh, that was good, bro.
Yeah, rhymes live in my head, but it's actually way easier to do it from the point of a character because everyone's way more forgiving if you screw it up.
Yeah. Whereas I just screw it up.
Yeah.
That was good.
Maybe that's why rappers create, like, hype-like names.
They make bigger characters.
That's exactly right.
Keith Habs can't fuck up, but you Keith Habersberger messes up.
Habersberger messes up. Yeah. It's done.
It's a big deal.
86 mm-hmm. from the industry.
Right.
Get out of here.
But Keith Habs?
Yeah.
But Habs? Who is the sensitive horse on the scene?
Oh, my God. God. And he's getting a lot of tang. But he doesn't like it, though. He always apologizes. Sorry about taking you out last night. Should have ordered the lobster. Is there a character that does that? Oh, it, I think it's Wimpy from Sesame Street. Hey, guys.
Who? From where?
It wasn't his name Wimpy? Or
there was also Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's, I think that's...
No, who's right the big now. Elephant, Big Bird's friend?
Oh, Snuffleupagus.
Why did I say Wimpy?
I have no idea.
Who the hell is Wimpy?
I was, like, thrown, because it was Popeye and Sesame Street at the same time. I was...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm mind-boggled.
I'm losing my mind. Are you guys dating anybody? Are you guys single, or what's the deal?
I'm married. That is something that my fans are like, what?
Really? How many years have you been married?
4 years.
4 years. Yeah. How did you meet her? At BuzzFeed or what?
No, we met in Chicago through a mutual friend.
Nice.
And she is an interior designer, a home decorator, and I've slowly involved her in more and more videos. I feel like I'm like just breaking down that barrier where she's like, I don't really want to be in videos. Yeah, I'm like, but it would be so much fun.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing with my girlfriend. I'm like forcing her. She hates it, man. She doesn't want to be on the camera. It's like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And then, but then after we shoot it, she's like, let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, right. So you do want to be on it. But she's good. She's getting really good at it now. How about your girl?
Yeah.
I am engaged.
What?
Yeah, so I'm getting married in September, and I've been with Becky for 5.5 years or so. And we met also in the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. We actually met in college, but we didn't date until I was out of college.
What college did you go to?
I went to Illinois State.
Hey! Oh, Andre's daughter just got accepted.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
She got a full ride scholarship.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. Our sports are good now, too.
Yeah man.
Our sports were not good, and then they got good.
And guess what? It just got better because Andre's daughter's playing.
No, I mean, that's crazy. That's awesome, yeah.
Big shout out to AJ. World, give her a shout out.
What up, Jay?
Yeah. Okay.
AJ.
AJ is his daughter's name.
AJ, you're going to have a great time at ISU.
Is it a good school?
It is a great school.
Because his dad is really, or her dad is really, really, you know, he's scared right
now. I'm terrified.
I loved it there. I think it's a really nice community. Everybody's pretty chill. It's a state school, but it's small. That's their sort of slogan. It's like, it's a state school, but a small school feel.
Nice.
Got a good education program, good theater and music program.
What'd you go to school for?
I went to school for acting and improv.
Yeah.
And then...
Okay. I felt your degree earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know.
It paid off, man. Yeah.
How's life?
That $150,000 paid off in that rap. Yeah. Here's my degree to prove what I can do.
Shout out to the School of Theater and Dance, Illinois State University.
Go Redbirds.
What was your professor's name?
Several.
Who's your favorite?
My favorite was actually assistant to the Dean of College Fine Arts was Pete Geither.
Pete Geither. Big shout out to Pete Geither.
Pete Geither was a...
Or Pete.
I said Pete.
Or Pete.
Pete. I said Pete. Pete Geither. That's my character. Lispy Thoo. My name is Lispy Thoo, and I just want to give a big shout out to my boy Pete Geither.
The Lispy Snake.
Yo, non-stop spit for the names. I'm saying this right now.
Actually, your snake would have a lisp.
If you're in Illinois State, just remember one thing. We all about that drama class. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the assistant team, Pete Geither, for having me hook up with my boy, Keith Hespersberger. He's the man. He wears glasses.
I do wear glasses.
He does wear glasses.
Nothing but shout out.
You big shout out to my everyone that wears glasses.
I think we finally found the snake's true character.
We found him. Lispy, found your voice.
Lispy Louie.
You found him.
Yes. Lispy Louie.
I'm always trying
snake.
To take the porcupine and the horse to parties.
Gosh, a snake always... with a lisp is hilarious. Oh, the snake that can't make the S sound.
Chris, can you write that down? Oh, man. And he always wants to say S. Yeah, I can't even say S.
What's up?
He's just thing everywhere.
Why is my S is spelled with a TH? I love it, man. This is good.
I think we're on to something.
Oh, this is going to be a good cartoon, man. I'm telling you. This is going to be a good cartoon. I can't wait to push this one on MySpace.
I like that we've spent about 70% of this podcast on this cartoon.
Oh, it's worth it, though.
It's been great.
Who would have thought this pod was going to be a writer session?
I know, right?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This is how we do it, everybody. This is how it
happens.
This is how
happens.
The magic happens.
Coming
Keith,
to
this is the workshop.
Red.
Keith, I think you're a blessing from God because yesterday me and I should say Dre and I should speak correctly, right? Because he's educated.
Very true.
This one went to college. Dre and I went to eat yesterday and literally because we're both old, we're parents. My dad, my son's 13 and his is about to go to college, Illinois State. So, and we're dealing with separation anxiety right now. It's a whole whole new life that we're dealing with right now. And it's very emotional. Mm-hmm. Like, my son is hanging out with his friends more. He didn't come home last night. He spent the night with his friends for President's Day. And it's killing me, bro. It's killing me. It's because tough, now, man. I'm on the other side. I remember when I was a teenager and I didn't want to go home and I didn't know how my parents felt. Mm. Now I know how they feel. And then he looked at me and he goes, well, my daughter's going to college in about 3 months because she's got to go because she plays for the team.
Yeah,
they make them go to summer school.
Yeah.
And he's like, literally, she's leaving in June, and I'm not going to see her till she comes back as a woman.
Right.
And I never thought of that because it's just this little teenage girl. Yeah. When she goes to college, she's going to come back a woman.
When she comes home for Christmas, she's going to be a woman. Yeah. I mean, it's just going to be 6 months away from home.
Right. And then this is what I did to encourage her.
And I'm scared.
She's going to be in a dorm sharing it. The upstairs, the top floor of the dorm is the men's football team.
What dorm?
You find that funny?
Do you know what dorm
I do.
I don't
it's
know.
It's probably Tri-Towers because that's where all the athletes
the one
are.
That's yeah, that's right probably the guy's from name. The arena.
That's probably the guy's name that AJ is going to probably meet. Oh, Tri-Tower.
That hurts.
Hey, AJ.
That hurts. Dante. So, yeah, Dante Tri-Tower.
I'm Dante Tri-Tower.
It is.
And
Tri-Towers.
I just want to say, Mr. Simmons, you have a beautiful daughter.
She's in good hands. Don't
She's
worry
in good
about
hands.
It.
You don't have to worry about us.
Tri-Tower.
Tri-Tower.
Tri-Tower never fumbles the ball.
Never fumbles the ball.
His relationship.
Ever. He don't juggle relationships.
I scored 9 touchdowns this year.
Hey, look, Mr. Simmons, I handle every bitch like a football. With care. And I make sure I cross the goal line.
And I sometimes wear a condom.
Yeah, sometimes wear a condom.
And I always score.
And I...
Are you okay, this line of joke making?
No, he hates it. He hates it.
This is making us all very uncomfortable.
You should. I want
you. Very uncomfortable on the inside, trust me.
Yeah. It's killing him. It's killing him. But that's what we're dealing with right now. So you coming here and actually saying that you're from Illinois State is, I think that's making you feel very comfortable, right?
I don't know. I saw some photos of Keith in college. He looked like a player.
Damn, look at that fanny pack. Yo.
I just saw a string of photos where he's like.
He was getting it.
Yeah.
He was getting it.
Keith was getting it. If it's all sensitive for us, I'm cool.
Yeah. It's all sensitive. It's a very good school. Tri-Towers is one of the better sets of dorms. They have the best dining center, so that's cool. Okay. But it's a little bit further of a hike back to the quad.
Is that where the athletic department is? Yeah. That's where Tri-Towers is.
Watterson? Right, Watterson? Does that sound familiar?
I was in Watterson, yeah.
Okay, I think that's what it is.
Oh, she's in Watterson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Actually, Watterson's also a really good dorm. It's a weird-looking dorm. It's like also the tallest point between St. Louis and Chicago, for whatever reason. Whatever that's worth. Watterson.
Watterson.
Watterson Towers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was in Watterson for a while.
Did you enjoy college life?
Yeah, I loved college. I mean, college is great. I thought that Normal was really cool. They've really done some beautification to the area around the university. So Uptown Normal is very cool. There's like a little market close enough to the school where kids can go get groceries without hopping on a bus now.
Got it.
That's a real plus.
And you met some collaborators there that you still perform with.
Yeah, no, the improv group I was in, the Improv Mafia, is one of the best like college improv groups in the country. Yeah. And
and they also kill people.
Yeah,
they're actually a real mafia.
You laugh or you die.
Yeah, sort of. You really don't mind dating your daughter.
You don't think I'm funny?
Oh, you don't like my pantomime toaster?
Oh, that wasn't a joke, do you?
You didn't give me a suggestion of a word or phrase?
Oh, I'm not allowed to use that word in this joke?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't like physical comedy?
Was my portrayal of a 4-year-old not good enough for you?
Oh, it wasn't good enough for you? Who are you?
Let me get a suggestion of a murder weapon.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't know I was talking to the Mr. Improv over here.
Who are you, Del Close? Huh? You Del Close?
Hey, who are you, Mel Brooks?
Huh?
What is this, Lorne Michaels over here?
Sean Howard?
Hey,
Nick Napier
over
here?
Hey, everybody, look, it's Chris fucking Farley. He's back from the dead.
Oh, you
He's
the other Belushi brother or something?
Wow. Oh, what are you, the third Belushi? You Fred Belushi? Huh? The one no one knows about?
Yes, I never heard of yous before.
I never heard of yous ever. Hey, this is a crazy thing, situation we're dealing with here. Aren't we the ones on stage doing the improv? You're in the seats. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? You don't have to laugh at shit. You don't even have to. Hey, Beth, do this. Improvise this. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, now we're gonna play World's Worst. Okay. Give me an occupation.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh, we got a rap? No, we're not rapping. Keith is on fire right now.
I don't know about that. Ned. I rapped earlier.
Ned. Ned, you ready?
Yes.
What college did you go to?
Yale University.
You did?
Oh. I did.
David Allen Greer. David Allen Greer, Conan O'Brien.
This guy pulls Yale out.
Like, well, those guys are notorious for their drama and their improv. Yeah. Also, comedy.
Great drama school.
Comedians come out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
What do you go to school for, Ned?
Well, my degree.
Oh, hold on, total cock block right here. Keith just pulled his card. Great drama. But what did you go to school for?
The great thing about Yale is you can do a lot of extracurricular theater and comedy and film there.
Yeah.
But my degree was in chemistry,
of course,
because I feel like I needed to have a safety net backup plan type of thing. And actually, I worked in Chicago at a renewable fuels company. So that was my day job in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just slinging oil and animal fats and turning them to diesel.
Yeah. But you always knew that you wanted to get into this?
Yeah. Or so during that time, I was doing comedy at night. And
Here you are, smart guy, making fuels out of nothing.
Making fuels out of nothing.
And then, but deep down inside, in your heart, you were like, I want to be a comic or an improv actor.
Yeah, I mean, I will always love science, and I still tutor.
Yeah.
As I realized that the entertainment industry was something where you could actually have a job, I started to set my sights on it.
That's great, man. That's so cool.
One thing I really like.
So it was an actual dream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was your dream to become what you're doing right now.
Yes,
and
yes.
Keith, that's obvious with you. You went to school to live your dream.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about dreams.
Right.
It doesn't matter what road you take. You'll get there as long as you stay focused. You know what I mean? It's when you exit off that road, that's when you veer off and you're like, there goes my dream.
And you never know which, like, whenever a road presents itself, which one's right. You just kind of guess.
You just kind of guess your way down. You really do. But as long as you keep it in the back of your head, because some people get off that road and they're like, all right, this is a new journey. I'll just do this. They forget about that dream.
Yeah.
My dad always wanted to be a pilot, man. You know what I mean? And when I told him I wanted to be a comedian, I wanted to be a comic when I was 11. But when I told him right out of high school, he was like, please do it. He was living through me.
Wow.
Do it, Joe.
Well,
he maxed out a credit card.
But that's awesome, though, man, because a lot of parents don't do that.
Yeah. Well, like my mom. My mom was like, comedian? You're not even funny.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Don't you have to be funny to be a comedian, Joseph? Be a nurse. I'm like, I don't want to be a nurse.
To be fair for your dad, there's no road that will make you a pilot.
Yeah.
You got to go in the air. So it's.
Well, you can join the military.
This guy is smart.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Air Force.
A runway, I guess.
And that's what he joined, the Air Force. My dad hit every road. He went and got his private pilot's license. He joined the Air Force and did it for 25 years. When he retired, he became a flight attendant for America West Airlines.
Right.
And he's almost retired from that. He's been there for 25 years.
Right.
He's always been near planes.
Been near his,
when he was in the Air Force, he was a cargo, the guy that loads the planes for war with food, the C-5.
Wow.
C-5, that was his thing. For 20 years, he would load these C-5s.
Wow.
He loved big planes.
Right.
He had models of big planes. Like, he just wanted to be a pilot. And, never did it. So, like, he's living through me, and I love it. It's so cute to see my dad just like, oh, how's comedy? Like, he loves the fact that I'm actually pursuing something I dreamed about doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's how everyone should be. Just because you went to Yale to become a scientist or whatever it is, you always knew in your heart, I want to be a comedian. And then same with Keith. He was like, I want to be a comedian, but I know I need to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because
I need a degree. And that's fine. Everyone thinks like that's how – That instead of coming out of high school, Keith was like, all right, I'm going to go become a comic. He was like, no, let me go to college. Let me get my degree. Let me get my safety net. Same with with Ned.
Right.
But it's still the journey. They still took that path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They still kept it.
Yeah, I mean, they were still persistent. Having that dream, it really keeps you going and it fuels you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really inspiring to look up to people who are your idols and think about how they – struggled through, a time where they were, not able to do it full time or not able to make a living doing it. And I think having a dream, whatever it is, whether it's being a pilot or being a
or just being two old guys. And I'll tell you this
We still got dreams bigger than
here's the thing, man. If you can dream, you can still live it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That dream dies when you let it die.
Right.
The minute you say, I can't do it, then you can't do it.
You can't
it's
do
done.
It.
But if you keep dreaming about it, it's going to happen, man. Yeah. Dreams come true. Who said it? I think Einstein said it. Dreams are a window to reality or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a vision. It's if you're dreaming it, then it'll happen. As long as I'm messing up with his quote.
The great thing about where we are now in time is that the opportunities are endless.
Yes, yes.
So the restrictions that were on industries are not there anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All those walls are broken down.
Now, I will say this, though. Even though the windows are wider open and there's a lot more tools for them to use to make things easier, it also has made them lazier. Let me finish. What I'm saying is people with more opportunity, now it's also making these people that have dreams a little bit lazier. Mm-hmm. So the ones that are succeeding are the ones that are actually using those utilities.
Gotcha.
Get what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, we didn't have those tools. And the ones that survived were the ones that are like, oh, I got to use this and I got to make it. I got to go to Kinko's and make 100,000 flyers and put them on cards.
Gotcha.
Whereas now you could just make an Instagram video and put it out to, and buy ads or whatever. And there's people that still don't even use that.
Right.
Yeah, if you want to crush it, you have to have two of your guys spend the entire night working on a video.
And that's what I'm saying. Right. But Keith, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like it takes a lot of work.
The tools are there. Mm-hmm. And the industry is easier. Mm-hmm. But you still – Now that it's easier and that there's more opportunity for a lot of people to do it, it's like who's going to work harder?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
There's people that are shooting videos too, and they're not up until 7 o'clock in the morning where they can't make the interview because they're trying to cut it up.
Right.
Those are the dudes that succeed.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's I didn't mean to bring it down like that, but that's just how it is. It's like Adam Carolla is a perfect example of that too. You know what I mean? Like this guy was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna do my own pod in my garage." And now look at him. This guy's worth millions. He's buying cars at an auction. Wait, can I have some money, Adam? And we got these two good-looking guys, Keith Habs and Ned Fulmer, and you guys created some great content on the internet, and you're a perfect example that dreams do come true, and as long as you stay focused, it'll happen. These cats were interns at BuzzFeed, and now they created their own little you guys created a business, man. You guys get this is now your lifestyle, and it's going to support a family that you guys are creating also, and this is going to continue on, and pretty soon you guys are going to have employees that are going to take over where you guys are just going to sit back and watch it go on. The new Try Guys, you know what I mean? The new Squad Wars or whatever else that you guys are planning on developing. And I'm just I was really inspired by you guys today, and I'm so happy you came on my show because these two old guys are doing it.
Yeah.
And I strongly suggest you guys watch out.
Well, I just want to say thanks so much. I've never felt so loved. And look, I'm back to the farm, guys.
Thank you so much.
This is great. We had a really good time, and appreciate you guys letting us come on here and plug our
Before
shows.
Before long, we'll be seeing our daughters come back from college.
You guys are awesome,
you not to
man.
That again.
Their boyfriends.
Big shout out to Eugene Lee
Yang,
and of course Zach
Kornfeld,
and you can follow him at Corn Diddy.
At Corn Diddy, and you can follow Eugene at Eugene Lee Yang.
And then your guys is at Ned Fulmer, which is N E D F U L M E R, and of course at Keith Habs, last name H A B S, and BuzzFeed Video, and of course YouTube Red. Squad Wars is the name of the show on YouTube Red, and of course BuzzFeed, the Try Guys. You guys were so much fun, and thank you for coming to the Koi Pond.
Thank you for having
We're out, you guys. Hey, Nick, say bye.
Bye.
Chris, say bye.
Bye.
And Dre, I love you. Dre,
great,
no, everybody.
Great stuff, guys.
Yeah, that was so much fun, man. Please come back again. Please.
Yeah,
don't even plug
to.
Anything. Let's just do this. Let's just keep creating characters.
Yeah.
Have a good day, everybody. I love it.
Down, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
everybody have a good day. And all my-